I be heard?
Can you hear in the back? Raise your hands if you cannot.
Well, in any case, first a couple of general announcements, mostly concerned with fire laws. Please don't sit in the aisle, whatever the temptation, or the orchestra pit, because you won't be able to see. And please don't smoke, I suppose including incense, if you're so inclined. And those are the ground rules. So, team, first I'd like to introduce to my left Anne Waldman, director of the Poetry Project in St. Mark's in the Bowery for 9 years in New York, author of Baby Breakdown, Giant Night, No Hassles, Life Notes, from which you'll read tonight. She met Trungpa Rinpoche in 1970, A Tale of the Tiger, and thus ended up on the faculty of Naropa Institute and is reading tonight, much to her chagrin. To her left is Allen Ginsberg, whose latest work is The Fall of America, who received a few months ago the 1973 National Book Award for Poetry, and in 1962-63 in his travels in India met Gwalia Karmapa and Dudjom Rinpoche, and in 1970 met Trungpa Rinpoche, and is also on the faculty here. And to his left, Diane De Prima, author of Revolutionary Letters, Dinners and Nightmares, a student of Suzuki Roshi at Zen Center in San Francisco for over 4 years, where she received the Dharma name Inkstone Ocean of 10,000 Waves, which may turn out to be true tonight, and publisher of Poets Press, has worked with Poets Theater and publishes a poet's newsletter called The Floating Bear in New York with Leroy Jones. And so here we are.
I'm going to start. Okay, I'm going to start, and then Alan will read, and then Diane, and then I think we'll have a short break, and then we'll go around quickly again.
How long will you read? How long will you be reading first set?
First set will each be reading about 20 minutes, 25 minutes each.
Yeah. Then take a break.
And then we'll take a break.
Then I'll come back.
And then we'll all come back. Corridoror. I had my ego and 2 grams of hash, sat down in a corridor, sat down in a spook-light corridor, in a rueful space, in a jewel-tight box corridor, city-night space corridor, in a creature corridor, corridor of pyramid dream power, in a farewell medicine dance corridor, in classic ambience corridor. I had my ego and 2 grams of hash, sat down in a hashish corridor, sat down in a lazy cosmos corridor, all the brainy children smiling in ghost space ancient corridor. This is called Lady Tactics. She, not to be confused with she, a dog. She, not to be confused with she, liberty. She, a waif. She, a wastrel. She, a little birdie. She, not to be confused with pliable. She, in plethora. She, in blue. She, with the pliers or behind the plow. She, not to be confused with a jonquil. She, in the imperative. She, the liveliest of creatures. She, not to be confused with Pandora or plaintiff or getting seasick or prim. She, a prima donna. She, a secret. She, a dreamer. She, in full force. She, rushing home. She, at a desk or in a book. She, not to be confused with she, a secretary. She, a goddess. She, not to be confused with a Slovak. She, not a slug. she in season, she in health, she recumbent, she recuperating, she not to be confused with mutton, she a muse, she on a mission, not languishing, she in the landscape, she in silk, she not to be confused with juniper, with jodhpurs, she with idiosyncrasies, she in labor, she not to be confused with a conifer, she in consanguinity, she at long last, she wind, sea, mountain, nation, home, she in middle sea, she the sharpest, she obliged, she in distinguished sentiments, not to be confused with sentimental or sly. This is another Liszt poem, which I've added to recently. I'm not sure I stuck a few lines in the middle of it. We'll see how it works. It's called Light and Shadow. Rest you by this various planet, or lounge in the sky lounge. Be my guest, I'll take you there, and introduce you around, and show you the sky ropes, and the city maps, and the world as flat as a map, and the world as round as a lively face with head and atmosphere, and the sky as breath, and the river as chant, and the sun as aria, aria for breathing and for loving, aria for the dancing light and shadow upon the dancing globe. Light and shadow on the child's arms in a park under trees and towers. Light on the fresh canvas, the painter on the roof of West 21st Street under thoughtful shadow. Shadow on spoons in the metal drawer. The zebra plant yearning for light. Light for the eyes of Beethoven. Shadow inside the piano. Mellow, now violent shadow out of the piano. Power in the light of the violin. Sweet strings of light. Shadow under my desk. Big black boots in winter. Light through friendly words on shadowy telephone wires. Light in health and shadow in health. Illuminate moon rocks, knowledge from shadow, light from darkest handwriting, print as light and white paper shadow, light from newly polished floors, shadow in your smile under heavy lids, cadenza light, shadow on the line of scrimmage, melodious instructable Vajra songs, slabs of colored light on the horizon, the shadow of the big plane on the ground below, a single light in the mosque, shadow in the carved lace on Persian screens, geometric light on tiles, light through stained glass windows, light streaming through reels of shadowy celluloid, lights dimming in overworked cities, shadows in villages, there's no light but one, butter lamps, the black hole of Calcutta, birds in flight, the elephant's slow-moving shadow, the imprint of Sappho, Haydn's mass in time of war, Leeuwenhoek's back bending to study microscopic light and shadow, light from headlights, gels from colored lights, silver light, winter day, the sun's in Scorpio, golden light, Colorado desert, the sun's incessant, volcano Cotopaxi gleaming, active shadow through the molten cone. Light from the Himalayas, the Andes, the brightness of snow, the shadows cast by mountains, by fast-moving clouds, the shadow of stormy Arabs, sure-footed Balinese, Cicero's light now fading, Galileo's vision, the long shadow of Jesus, Locke's reasoning light, Homer's voyaging light and shadow, Aristotle, dark and consuming, the shadow of Freud turning the century, Goethe's elective affinities, Newton's arrogant light, Calvin's stoic light and stiff shadow. Poor Abelard suffering under prison's damp shadow, Socrates' wise forehead, Einstein's brain, the speed of light, Aquinas, Plato, Pasteur, all light bulbs in the brown study, a dark laboratory. Herodotus collecting light, knowledge of cats, Egypt's black ways and foreign women. Dante spiraling upward to stars, Darwin, Rousseau, Descartes, all thinking in their armchairs, Michelangelo lifting his brush to paint a body shadow, contemplating wings of light, Milarepa on the snowy mountain, names, names, once men who walked in daily light and shadow with light for the modern world. Without gravity, light enough to float, without sun, no shadow, sun on all the wonders of the world, the pyramids casting their shadow in the morning, the buildings blocking my shadow with their shadow, the light of sound, a KLH, a radio box, magnetic tape, the shadowy TV, sinister propaganda parading as light, a devastated land, the sun still shines, bloodshed on the land, shadow on the American soul. The diamond spirit of warriors glinting in the sun under evil glare, shadow in houses when it's always raining, light reflecting off pools of rain, shadows of passing traffic, of big fur coats, slender shadows at the beach, a flame in a room without electricity, shadow on the page of Stendhal I'm reading, shadow of your head against a stucco wall, light in the dreams of martyrs, shadows from their fiery death at the cruel stake, light on the crystal, on the brain, shadow at the back of the mind trying to remember something, shadow in the mouth, a doctor's light on the polished teeth in a troubled ear, black space holes, white holes, silver bullets, light on the edge of night, the shadow of the moon, an eclipse for the total world, shadows in notebooks, in matchbooks till you open them, in the heart until it opens to light the eyes of the one you love, the tall shadow of people, of trees, of rockets, of obsolescence, of plastic, of neon, of laser beams, of solar flares, the light that turns you around, that shocks, that blinds, that draws your hands up to your eyes and you run for shadow. The light of women radiating with all their wholeness, with soft ground control light. Men's light of clarity, penetration, a shiny helmet, fucking on the edge of night, night on the edge of shadow, the innate shadow of cities, the hidden light of cities, the shadow in the valley, the shadow the horse makes running, the swift hunter's eyes darting between light and shadow, the shadow the gull makes, the crow, the eagle, the light glistening on the wet seals playing on the San Francisco coast, the shadows furniture makes in all the living rooms all across the world, the shadows huts make, the light absorbed into clothes, the women in South America beating their clothes against the rocks, drying them in sun and sitting down in shadow, the cool shadows of water, fish illuminated, their colors brilliant in the glittering light through the clear sea, darting in and out of light and shadow, shadow from the tender water plants, swaying in the tender light and shadow.
I feel solid.
What?
I feel solid.
Oh, good. It's getting better. I'll read a few crazy New York City works. This is a sestina called How the Sestina Yawn Works. Sestina is a poem with six stanzas with certain repeating words in a sequence. You don't have to know that. This will tell you what a sestina is. How the Sestina Yawn Works. I opened this poem with a yawn, thinking how tired I am of revolution. The way it's presented on television isn't exactly poetry. You could use some more methadrine if you ask me personally. People should be treated personally. There's another yawn. Here's some more methadrine. Thanks. Now about this revolution, what do you think? What is poetry? Is it like television? Now I get up and turn off the television. It was getting to me personally. I think it is like poetry. Yawn. It's 4 a.m. Yawn. Yawn. This new record is one big revolution. If you were listening, you'd understand methadrine isn't the greatest drug. No, not methadrine. It's no fun for watching television. You want to jump up, have a revolution about something that affects you personally. When you're busy and involved, you never yawn. It's more like feeling, like energy, like poetry. I really like to write poetry. It's more fun than grass, acid, THC, methadrine. If I can't write, I start to yawn, and it's time to sit back, watch television, see what's happening to me personally. War, strike, starvation, revolution. This is a sample of my own revolution, taking the easy way out of poetry. I wanted to hit you all personally, like a shot of extra strong methadrine, so you'll become your own television, become your own yawn. Oh, giant yawn, violent revolution, silent television, beautiful poetry, most deadly methadrine. I choose all of you for my poem personally. This is another New York City prose poem, monologue, called Brinks of Fame. They sit eating their salad in silence. A lettuce leaf tosses in the breeze while the fan makes it all the way from the other room in reverse flow. The sound of the electric guitar gives them a warm jolt inside. It drifts up from somewhere below their ears and then steps right in. A crank lifts his window four flights up at the top of his lungs, yelling, "Turn off the fucking amplifier, you prick!" This same crank gives up, lights a cigar, and goes back to the painting he's painting. Picture this. He's a painter. A nude white man sitting in a nude beige chair with a nude white girl sprawled out and the nude right looking up at him nude, who is gazing off into the nude distance. In the nude distance, two strung-out nude clouds with a nude green expanse below going off into the surrounding nude space, nude blue sky. In fact, a real bright nude blue sky. What are they thinking, you wonder, turning to the nude painter's wife who has just entered the room, iced coffee for all, iced espresso to be more exact, iced espresso to be more exact, slipping down your throat into your very tan stomach. A neighbor you know slightly is having a nervous breakdown. He can't take this place any longer. He says he's moving out west. The west, the west, the west is a possibility. The sky is a possibility, too. The sky is a deep purple. Take my word for it. You can't see it from this window, but you can see it from the other window. You gag and choke at the thought of all this pollution. At the thought? What a boring idea. You know all this. I know all this. So what the fuck? The Indian waiter carries a grudge, but how can you be expected to know all this? How can you be expected to know all this when he doesn't even know anything about America? In America, you just naturally assume that people are out to get you because they are out to get you. They get you in the parks. They get you in the subway. They get you on West 57th Street. They get you angry. They get you hopped up. They get your goat. They get a lot of things they want, these Americans, and that's why we aren't really interested in what they want. It's what they don't want we're interested in. But I'm not interested. I'm an American, and I'm proud, but I'm not necessarily proud of being an American. I must admit that at one point I was proud of this city, but now I can take it or leave it. I like fruit, and I especially like salad. One could live happily and healthily, I'm sure, eating nothing but salad. One can do a lot of things. One could blow up a city, this city, for example, and then leave town and head west. One could enter this city sometime during the summer, rent an apartment nearby, and practice the electric guitar all day. But I wouldn't do it. I'm very particular. I wouldn't want anyone to hear me practicing until I really knew I was sensational. But as soon as I am sensational, nothing, 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 no, not even you, could ever stop me from wailing all through the day and all through the night.
How much time do I have?
You got lots of time. You got another 15 minutes.
Okay.
10 minutes.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time in New York. Summer Revolution, New York poem. Spooky summer on the horizon I'm gazing at from my window into the streets. That's where it's going to be, where everyone is walking around, looking around out in the open, suspecting each other's heart to open fire all over the streets. Like streets you read about every day, who are the network we travel through on the way to the center, which is energy filling life and bursting with joy all over the screen. I can't sit still any longer. I want to go where I'm not feeling so bad. Get off this little island before the bridges break. My heart is a sore thing, too. No, I want to sit in the middle watching movies, then go to bed in my head. Someone is banging on it with a heavy stick like the enemy. Who is he going to be? Turns into a face you can't recognize, then vanishes behind a window, behind a gun. Like the lonely hero stalking the main street cries out, "Where are you? I just want to know all the angles of death possible under the American sky." I can hardly see for all the buildings polluting the sky until it changes into a barrage of bottles, then clears up for a second while you breathe and you realize you're still as alive as ever and want to be, but would like to be somewhere else, perhaps Africa, start all over again as the race gets darker and darker and the world goes on the way I always thought it would. For the winner is someone we recognize out of our collective past, which is turning over again in the grave. It is so important when one dies, you replace him. And never waste a minute. This is part of a poem called Life Notes, and it's just a notebook poem. I jotted down something every day. I was staying with some friends on a lake in northern New Jersey. On a lake. The Indian name, Owassa, means the lake beyond the hill, and refers to Kittatinny Mountain, which rises from the northwest shore of the lake, which rises from the northwest shore of the lake. Owassa, 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 Kittatinny, Kittatinny, name which rises, lake beyond the hill, the lake beyond the hill, from the northwest shore of the lake means. Wood thrush at ear, left, loud flute-like phrases, ear at ear, right, loud indoor TV, above your mother standing over you with concerned and baffled look. Good looks, 1945 or so photo, 1956 or so photo. A real movie creature can withstand endless close-ups. Behold, below the horrible stinking swimming pool of world bureaucracy. Who, me? Not me. I'm young and amorous, and I have you to turn to in my hour of need. Can you lend me money? Can you lend me music? Can you lend me ear? I need you, little smoke. I need you, outer space. I need you, deciduous forest, and you, California sunshine, and you, the wise old owl, Robert Nighthawk. A late autumn honeybee entering a period of relative inactivity within the winter hive may stay alive for 6 months or more. A worker bee in the midst of the honey flow when nectar is everywhere and insects are working at top speed from dawn till dark may wear itself out in 6 weeks. Needed a rest. Slow mountain brain, sweet mountain laurel. Up above where I live is the Appalachian Trail where the Boy Scouts of America are walking for years, their packs on back, handy Swiss knife in pocket, and leader with hat, Bermuda shorts, and the Boy Scout motto scarf. Ants in a row. I stop, drug taking hold to pause on rock. The shadows of clouds pass over. I pass over them, and hours pass over me. Still breathing, lucky animal, eye on the sky as it turns to night sky, insects in the dusk on my sleeve, midsummer breeze on my sleeves. Tap, tap. Now I'm sleeveless, the dawn of a brand new day in my bathing suit, blue suit, fit for swim, streamlined for action. I say this because I know how you boys think, not unusual. Tan the man, how tan the woman. Now I'm going in. Now I'm taking the plunge. Whoosh. Okay, kids, my name is Joanne. Okay, my kids, my name is Ocean. Okay, okay. Listen, there's an incredible roar coming from that shore. Do you suppose could be the motors? Motor of lawnmower, motor of lawnmower, motor of car, motor of car, motor of camper, motor of camper, motor of electric saw, motor of electric saw, motor of little electric bike, motor of child on little blue electric bike, motor of girl on electric bike, motor of girl on little red electric bike, motor of motorcycle, motor of motorcycle, motor of Volvo, motor of Falcon, motor of Volvo, motor of Falcon, motor of cat, cat motor, TV boat motor, Mr. and Mrs. Motor, the motorboats, oh, groan. The motorboats. Oh, sigh, the motorboats. Oh, shit, the motorboats. Oh, fuck, the motorboats. Oh, the noisy, obnoxious motorboats pulling along these hot shit guys going water skiing. I've done it myself, you know, and I know it's easy. Big deal. Yeah, big deal. Horsepower. Ha. I'm sitting in my hot shit rowboat painted international orange. So how do you like that? I like it fine. 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 Let me take you for a ride. I think I'll stop there.
19 minutes. That was 19 minutes.
I want to read one long poem. That was 25.
No, that was 19 minutes. Then, do we have another couple minutes?
5 minutes.
Sure.
We have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. One more. A chant poem done for everyone.
called Fast Speaking Woman. I'm a shouting woman. I'm a speech woman. I'm an atmosphere woman. I'm an airtight woman. I'm a flesh woman. I'm a flexible woman. I'm a high-heeled woman. I'm a high-style woman. I'm an automobile woman. I'm a mobile woman. I'm an elastic woman. I'm a necklace woman. I'm a silk scarf woman. I'm a know-nothing woman. I'm a know-it-all woman. I'm a day woman. I'm a doll woman. I'm a sun woman. I'm a late afternoon woman. I'm a clock woman. I'm a wind woman. I'm a white woman. I'm a silver light woman. I'm an amber light woman. I'm an emerald light woman. I'm a hitching post woman. I'm a thought woman. I'm a creator woman. I'm a waiting woman. I'm a ready woman. I'm an atmosphere woman. I'm the morning star woman. I'm the heaven woman. That's how it looks when you go to heaven. They say it's like softness there. They say it's like day. They say it's like dew. I'm a lush woman. I'm a solo woman. I'm a sapphire woman. I'm a stay-at-home woman. I'm a butterfly woman. I'm a traveling woman. I'm a hitchhike woman. I'm a sun woman. I'm the coyote woman. I won't be home. I'll be back. I'm a justice woman. It's not sadness. No, it's not a lie. I'm the Southern Cross woman. I'm the moon woman. I'm the day woman. I'm the doll woman. I'm the lone star woman. I'm the loose ends woman. I'm the pale coast woman. I'm the mainstay woman. I'm a rock woman. I'm a horse woman. I'm a monkey woman. I'm a chipmunk woman. I'm a mountain woman. I'm a blue mountain woman. I'm an abalone woman. I'm an abandoned woman. I'm the woman abashed. I'm the gibberish woman. I'm the aborigine woman. I'm the woman absconding. I'm the absent woman. I'm the transparent woman. I'm the absinthe woman. I'm the woman absorbed, the woman under tyranny, the contemporary woman, the mocking woman, the artist dreaming inside her house. I'm the gadget woman. I'm the druid woman. I'm the vibrato woman. I'm the rippling woman. I'm the gutted woman. I'm the woman with wounds. I'm the woman with shins. I'm the eroding woman. I'm the suspended woman. I'm the woman alluring. I'm the architect woman. I'm the trout woman. I'm the tungsten woman. I'm the woman with the keys. I'm the woman with the glue. I'm a fast-speaking woman. I'm a twilight woman. I'm a trumpet woman. I'm an umbra woman. I'm a volatile woman. I'm the prodding woman. I'm the vagabond woman. I'm the defiant woman. I'm the demented woman. I'm the demi-monde woman. I'm the woman deracinated. I'm the woman destroyed. The detonating woman. The demon woman. I'm the lady of the acacias. I'm the lady with the rugs. I'm the accomplished woman. I'm the woman who sweeps. I'm the woman who drives. I'm the alabaster woman. I'm the egregious woman. I'm the embryo woman. I'm the girl under an old-fashioned duress. I'm the diaphanous woman. I'm the diamond light woman. I'm the adamant woman. Flowers that clean, water that cleans, flowers that clean as I go. I'm the impoverished woman. I'm the heavy belly woman. I'm the woman with child. I'm the anarchist woman. I'm the hermaphrodite woman. I'm the iridescent woman. I'm the hazardous woman. I'm the headstrong woman. I'm the jasmine woman. I'm the Inca woman. I'm the woman with a facade. I'm the woman with sparks. I'm a marsh woman. I'm a jungle woman. I'm a tundra woman. I'm the lady in the lake. I'm the lady in the sand. Flowers that clean, water that cleans. Flowers that clean as I go. I'm a bird woman. I'm a book woman. I'm a devilish clown woman. I'm a holy clown woman. I'm a whirling dervish woman. I'm a crashing wave woman. I'm a playful light woman. I'm a fast-speaking woman. I'm a witch woman. I'm a beggar woman. I'm a shade woman. I'm a shadow woman. I'm a leaf woman. I'm a leaping woman. I'm a green plant woman. I'm a green rock woman. I'm a rest stop woman. I'm a city woman. I long for the country. I get on the airplanes and fly away. I know how to work the machines. I'm a sighing woman. I'm a singing woman. I'm a sleeping woman. I'm a muscle woman. I'm a music woman. I'm a mystic woman. I'm a cactus woman. It's not strange. No, it's not a lie. I'm a tunnel woman. I'm the terrible woman. I'm the tree woman. I'm the trembling woman. I'm the treacherous woman. I'm the touchy woman. Flowers that clean, water that cleans, flowers that clean as I go. I'm an impatient woman. I've got the right of way. I'm the baby woman. I'll cry. I'm the wireless woman. I'm the nervous woman. I'm the wired woman. I'm the purple sky woman. I'm the purple light woman. I'm the speckled light woman. I'm the sugar light woman. I'm the hurried woman. I'm the girl with the unquenchable thirst. Flowers that clean as I go. Water that cleans. Flowers that clean as I go. Hey, you there. Hey, you there, boss. I'm talking. There's something talking about me. I'm the mushroom woman. I'm the phantom woman. I'm the moaning woman. I'm the river woman. I'm the singing river woman. I'm the clear water woman. I'm the cleansing woman. I'm the clay woman. I'm the glazed woman. I'm the glass-eyed woman. I'm the stone woman. I'm the stone-toothed woman. I'm the woman with bones. I'm the fossil woman. I'm the soft flesh woman. I'm the doe-eyed woman. That's how it looks when you go to heaven. They say it's like softness there. They say it's like land. They say it's like day. They say it's like dew. I'm the silk woman. I'm the cloth woman. I'm the silver cloth woman. I'm the gold cloth woman. I'm the emerald cloth woman. I'm the weaving woman. I'm the woman with a colorful thread. I'm the fiber woman. I'm the fleeing woman. I'm the woman who dreams. I'm the night woman. I'm the black night woman. I'm the woman without a moon. I'm the angel woman. I'm the white devil woman. I'm the green skin woman. I'm the green goddess woman. I'm the woman with arms. I'm the woman with wings. I'm the woman with sprouts. I'm the woman with leaves. I'm the branch woman. I'm the masked woman. I'm the deep trance woman. I'm the meat woman. I'm the red meat woman. I'm the fish woman. I'm the blue fish woman. I'm the woman with scales. I'm the woman with fins. I'm the swimming woman. I'm the sunfish woman, water that cleans, flowers that clean as I go. I'm the moss woman. I'm the velvet moss woman. I'm the woman with vines, the woman with thorns. I'm the needle woman. I'm the pine needle woman. I'm the science woman. I'm the mistaken woman. I'm the inexorable woman. I'm the explorer woman. I'm the taxi woman. I'm the tactile woman. I'm the taciturn woman. I'm the ductile woman. I'm the fierce woman. I'm the Jupiter woman. I'm the tiger woman. I'm the woman with claws. I'm the closed circuit woman. I'm the muddy bank woman. I'm the big-footed woman. I'm the big-hearted woman. I'm the left road woman. I'm the heavy paint woman. I'm the patina woman. I'm the matinee woman. I'm the busy woman. I'm the pants woman, the beads woman, the stone beads woman. I'm the belt woman, the money belt woman. I'm the passport woman. I'm the immigrant woman. I'm the woman with a weight on her shoulders. I'm the woman with a weight on her back. I'm the old woman. I'm the stooped-over woman. I'm the barefoot woman. I'm the dark-eyed woman. I'm the raven-dark woman. I'm the jet-black woman. I'm the slippery eel woman. I'm the facile woman. I'm the princess woman. I'm the serpent woman. I'm the sliding woman. I'm the sensible woman. I'm the senseless woman. I'm the plexiglass woman. I'm the rash woman. I'm the hushed woman. I'm the floating woman. I'm the flotsam woman. I'm the gypsy woman. I'm the callow woman. I'm the dulcimer woman. I'm the dainty woman. I'm the murderous woman. I'm the discerning woman. I'm the dissonant woman. I'm the Buddhist woman. I'm the Bantu woman. I'm the baritone woman. I'm the Bedouin woman. I'm the woman with taste. I'm the woman with pearls. I'm the rain woman. I'm the rainy season woman. I'm the lady from 29 palms. I'm the volcano woman. I'm the pressure woman. I'm the coal woman. I'm the fuel woman. I'm the fire woman. I'm the fire eater woman. I'm the spaced out woman. I'm the hemmed in woman. I'm the woman with the walking shoes. I'm the woman with the straw hat. I'm a fast-speaking woman. I'm a fast-rolling woman. I'm a rolling speech woman. I'm a rolling water woman. I know how to shout. I know how to sing. I know how to lie down.
That was mine. A manifesto. Let me say in the beginning, I don't believe in the soul. The heart, the famous heart, is a bag of shit, as I said 25 years ago. Oh, my immortal soul, cried youthful poet Shelley. Oh, my immortal ego, he said, little knowing. He didn't even believe in God, neither do I. And all science, reason, reality, good moral will, also a collection of empty atoms. As Kerouac, Buddha said, neither does great love, immortal love, love that defies pain, nightmare, death, torture, the Saigon police, the underground press, Pravda, and the Bill of Rights. And while we're at it, let's denounce and dispense with democracy, fascism, communism, and heroes. Art isn't empty if it shows its own emptiness. Poetry useful if it leaves its own skeleton hanging in the air, like Buddha, Shakespeare, and Rambo. Serious, dispense with law except for cause and effect, and even the latter has exceptions. No, cause and effect is not foolproof. There is awareness which confounds the soul, the heart, God, science, love, governments, and cause and effect nightmare. There was a news story I saw in the Denver Post, the Sacramento Bee, 2 days ago, saying that the Food and Drug Administration was considering banning sassafras. It was in the Denver Post. It was in yesterday's Denver Post, actually. This is a poem written under the effects of powdered sassafras. An intellectual poem, in the sense that there is some observation of present reality, but a great deal of it is just thought association. Is Dulles Airport run computerized by Kuan Yin? Can Tukon Namubutsu, Kanzeon Namubutsu, Yobutsu Uen, Yobutsu Uen, Bupo Soen, Jo Rakugaju, Jo Chunen Kanzeon, Chunen Kanzeon, Nen Jushin Ki, Nen Furijin? Staring through window, I at sleek aluminum square windowed cabs, we who depart from Washington to Denver, Portland, New York, United 167 sleek passengers, dressed for cloud travel, necktied, wool sweatered, aluminum handbagged, secret document cased attaché with blue paisley necktie, brown old shoes and woolen socks, reading the Post some or staring out through eyeglasses, the cab with metal whale fins, mammal nose sensors, orange eye globe, tipped steel magnetic conductor antennae 4 feet long above the aluminum bellows mouth snout, conducting to the ticket counter X-ray passenger baggage gate. An empty Chinaman sitting cornered chewing gum, brown sport shirt collar spread over blue jacket. Out the runway, up there in the white globed control tower pagoda antennae, calls in the planes, coordinates time, distance, angle, east and west, above the green farm fields and woods 100 miles. Great rock! Is it my soul that carries my soul? Holy Garuda! Self-born out of an empty egg? Plane wing turning under international airport roofs buttressed, concrete fields under open sky. Blue clouds at 14,000 feet. Voice, don't hesitate to call on us. Through the metal speaker. Inside, Muzak. Outside, roaring thunder. Green fields beside the runway, concrete squared. Precise wing extended. iron jet drum power lifting this throne above farm towers, suburb sections, big brown fields a mile long edged with wood rings leafed bilionic green? Was it sassafras, white root powder I gummed in the Aztec Yankee small plane uplifted from Lexington by car, radioed and radared into the air, 5,000 feet, clouds slowly dissolving over Virginia's lakes, Potomac's green below, sort of MDA mellow nasal drip in the white mist, and wingtip riding on abstractions, dials and zeros and needles and mind, time measured and rolling like ship through ether, wavy in heaven, blind, clouded, eidolonic jet plane, flying machine, exacted to the very weight of air cloud. And girls in harlequin sleeves carry plastic tray loads of yellow metal bagged chips, walking sweetly, amazing, most amazing to be privileged here, looking children in this, in their eye, all children looking like pig-faced Buddhas, eating beef sandwiches and magic mushrooms, essence of calamus, cactus, sassafras, mushrooms, yerba buena. Entire earth, visible, boiling, sunlit white water vapors, mountained and plains, valleyed, empty and drifting together, under arched heaven dome, degreed to every horizon encircled. Sky rising above clouds, lit sun bright, in this plane in the middle, carrying humans as gods in a Brahmaloka, empty heaven filled with metal fortunate brains thoughts. I, seeing such space ahead, stretched with harmless clouds, untouched through eyeball window, throat suffering a cough, cold sweat in the spotless cabin, orange juice in Garuda's belly, Smirnoff and 7-Up, cigarettes, all sunlight clear ahead, cluttered, blinding light specter, sound the murmur of thunder, roar and gossip muffled by carpet and plastic, great window that gives on earth clouds below. How far down the land floor and bodies rotting in swamps, Mekong, a thought away around the world? Or Washington's lovers struggling in bed, jacking each other off, sprawled balls to balls, belly open to dark space, slippery cockhead, throbbing jism, thrilled release. Timothy Leary, jail cell, venturing thy mind into space? Prayers for thy flight from earth egg, spoiled by our jet stream. Into clear heaven? Into black galaxy? Emptiness everywhere same, filled with clear cloud vast vision, armies of misty energy moving diaphanous above the wing. What plane for the planet? How can I scream at the army? Scream at the police, the military defense, the airplane freaks, enthusiasts, orgiasts of space a thrill? Myself right now, high in atmosphere above the planet's cloud floor? Myself enjoying the sun in heaven? Marveling space? There's only one thing better than looking out of the window and writing poetry, and that's sitting silent in meditation and indifference to sense phenomena. Breathing the same space, exact, inside, outside, empty-eyed. 6:28 p.m., flying across the continent, Portland, Atlantic to Pacific, surveyed, costly, easy. Sassafras roots the answer. Leary in Vacaville, white powder, have some. Same as not being high, everybody agrees. No attachment, even a pill, as Krishnamurti said, is too much effort. Ancient chemicals, India, gurus, and yogis all failed. Look at poor suffering India now, dear sir, holding Leary's hand, all failed, speaking passionately clear. We can end the war in Vietnam with LSD, said faithful Tim, hopeful, vulgar human panic. Brave man to die so often twice new lives. Nixon's tapes, expletives, half an hour. Would you like some ribs, pork chops, or mahi-mahi? What's mahi-mahi? Mahi-mahi is dolphin meat. I'll take mahi-mahi. Chogyam's shining eyes suffering. Love above the clouds. Intelligent dolphins, my brown pancakes. Look down on Earth, Boise's electric grid there. All day crossed continent, Nixon's voice transcripts in the Times. His expletives, fuck, damn, shit, motherfucker, cocksucker, asshole. Yes, that's the language of the president of the U.S. Same as mine. Standing naked as in Dylan's cosmic eye, a babbler, a hypocrite, a language deceiver who swears and acts pious, naive, an image dealer, publicity manipulator, hypnosis, mass media, double talker, one set language public, another set private different. That causes schizophrenia, just like me and the FBI, just like police or poetry mongers. What poetry they got for the average man? Can't read the secret poems, the long conversations that took place. Dean asking Nixon to save his ass. Sweet Dean, cute Dean, the double-crossing intelligent lawyer, handsome, short-haired Dean, please save my ass. How can I save my ass? And Nixon and his ass. Can Nixon save his ass? A bunch of asses, like us all, masquerading as men of distinction, honesty, rectitude, yay, rectal probity and genital efficiency, cleanliness. Keep it clean in between, keep it clean in between, Peter Orlovsky chanted 10 years ending in Denver. Did Nixon wash his behind after he shat? What expletive to his mind? Each expletive in the transcript is an angry mark, a mole on the cheek of the public smoothie. That's how he got irrational. Lost control. What the fuck? Who needed that? Lost control of the bombers over Cambodia. What the fuck? Who ordered that? Callie could blame Nixon, the highest up. The buck stops here. Keep it clean in between. Motherfucker, in vast space, at dusk, the sun gilds yellow the pissy wing. And all the boys from Boise down there, wrinkled, old, or jailed, exiled, or disinherited, scared of sucking cock. Think what they do in the White House. They don't do that. Damn it, they should have done that. Should have been sucking cock all along, not ordering men about like slaves to burglary. Supreme sir, masters of the S&M wars on a planet scale, global ass-fucking. What humiliation on the Vietnamese. 20 years under Nixon's ass-fuck. He got out there with the French on the battlefield 1952. Or 1945, was it? Smiling on the way, encouraging rape all Indochina. And since his peace a year ago, 800,000 refugees, 50,000 dead since his war end, 70,000 wounded by our guns and money machines, food for peace funds, $350 million stolen from Sahel, Chad and Upper Volta, where the folk starve, spent on Saigon to store piastres up subsidizing Thieu's government. Contempt of Congress limits on Thieu's economic aid. He spent $3 billion last year, South Vietnam and Indochina war again, and only $500 million, all Africa and Latin America, starving combined. And the dark falls on Idaho under wing. No one can read all the papers. The conversations year by year. Kissinger lying in every direction. Watergate, says Ellsberg. And the war, says I. It'll all come out someday. Too late. Another million died by nerve gas, shrapnel, bombs, starvation, fuck up. Out of hand. The entire world out of hand. Half starved. America fat. Worshipping strange gods, mammon, material palaces, towers electrified and air-conditioned, windows frozen shut forever, and I ride this plane united, consuming orange juice, gasoline like General Westmoreland or any airplane murderer cushioned above the clouds, dropping thought bombs across the nation, calling for its fall, a prophesying police state, torture, tyranny, uniformed, and armored by the Pentagon, bullshit and daydream, words and voice, self not suffering yet, the mortal death that my own father's near, and half the world besides suffering skeletons, while we ride the scandal through gray clouds. But I've been reading from our journals and notebooks, poems that probably I'll type. Continuing, Energy Vampire. Tapping star drill into new poured concrete foundation sill. Chipping knots off oak porch posts, wooden mallet to the long sharp chisel purchased in secondhand tool shop on Mission Street, San Francisco. Drawing long steel knife up the tender skin roll wood bark of 7 foot ponderosa pine logs. Losing my gloves 5 minutes at a time, wandering lost in thought, slight cigarette yen floating through wind under baby blue sky in a ponderosa circle. Feeling the ankle pain a year after a broken leg. Hands bitten and chipped by pine spars and Swedish blade saw steel. Who am I wandering in this forest, building a house with young men? I who never worked with back and hands for decades in city or farms. Words my seeds, now a crop of material building and breathless heat, sweat, pot-bellied fatigue, sun headache and nausea, and gold bricking in the shade, reading mail from the pen club. Tapping, tapping with hammer, hours on end, long steel spike, four-sided, sharp at the point, into rock, thinking ache leg. What a pleasure not to have to do nothing but sit virtuous and tired, glasses slipping off my blurry nose, hitting the shining steel mushroom head. First time a chisel ever in my hand. What if I had to make my food, bread, shelter, this hard sunlight radiating through trees? Mediterranean sea sway of crystal air, spider web rainbows glinting morn sunlight in poison oak, rippling in zephyr sunbeam, riding the gossamer threads. Work, work, work. This inspiration proves I have dreamed. A song written in Boulder in 1972. May 10th, which some will remember. There was tear gas around this neighborhood. Tear gas rag. Tear gas! Tear gas! Tear gas tore my throat. Can't say my mantra. Tear gas got my goat. Tear gas, oh Lord, tear gas. I can't find my mind. Bombing North Vietnam, I'm stumbling around blind. Tear gas in Boulder. Tear gas in my heart. Frightened on College Hill by Nixon's poison fart. Tear gas here, tear gas there, Colorado and Saigon. They'll be dropping tear gas every time I get a hard on. Returning to the country for a brief visit. In later days, remembering this, I shall certainly go mad. Reading Sung poems, I think of my poems to Neil, dead few years now, Jack Underground Invisible. Their faces rise in my mind. Did I write truthfully of them? In later times, I saw them little, not much difference, they're dead. They live in books and memory, strong as on earth. Old one, the dog, stretches stiff-legged. Soon he'll be underground. Spring's first fat bee buzzes yellow over new grass and dead leaves. What's this little brown insect walking zigzag across the sunny white page of Tsutung Po's poem? Fly away, tiny mite. Even your life is tender. I lift the book and blow you into the dazzling void. Last November, with many people, probably in this hall, it was about 60 people from who were disciples of Chogyam Trungpa, who was the director of the Naropa Institute. I spent 3 months in Teton Village, Wyoming, in a cafeteria that had been remodeled into a meditation hall. And we began the 3 month period by sitting 2 weeks, solid 10 hours a day, meditating. And the meditation was paying attention to the breath leaving the nostrils, dissolving into space. Beginning, say, with the end of the nose, into the space outside. So actually a meditation out here, and reminding one of the space by returning to the breath every third thought, or every fifth thought, or every 50th. So here's a record of 50 thoughts. Thus, cross-legged on round pillow, sat in Teton space, I breathed on the aluminum microphone stand a body's length away. I breathed on the teacher's throne, wooden chair with yellow pillow. I breathed further upon the cup of wine half emptied by the breathing guru. Breathed upon the green sprig, thick leaf plant in the flower pot. Breathed upon the vast plate glass shining back the assembled sitting sangha in the meditation cafeteria. My breath through nostril floated out to the moth of evening beating into the windowed illumination. Breathed outward over the aspen twigs, trembling September's top yellow leaves in twilight at the mountain's foot. Breathed over the mountain, over snow-powdered crags ringed under slow breath, cloud mass, white spumes windy across Tetons to Idaho. Gray ranges under blue space swept with delicate snow flurries. Breaths of wind westward, mountain grass trembling in tiny winds toward Wasatch. Breezes south late autumn, Salt Lake's temple, wooden streets. White salt dust lifted swirling by the thick leaden lake. Dust carried up over Kennecott's pit onto the massive unit rig. Out toward Reno's neon, dollar bills skittering down street along the curb. Up into Sierras, the leaves blown down by fall cold chills. Over the peak tops, a snowy gale beginning. A breath of prayer down on kit-kit dizzy horn green leaves close to the ground over Gary Snyder's tile roof, temple pillar, tents and arbors in Sierra pine foothills. A breath falls over Sacramento Valley. A roar of wind down the six-lane freeway across Bay Bridge. Uproar of papers floating over Montgomery Street. Pigeons fluttering before sunset down from San Francisco, Washington Park's white church. Golden Gate waters white-capped scudding out to Pacific spreads. Over Hawaii, a balmy wind through the hotel palm trees. A moist warmth swept over the airbase. A dank breeze in Guam's rotten customs shed. Clear winds breathe on Fiji's palm and coral shores. By wooden hotels in Suva, flags flutter. Taxis whoosh by Friday night's black promenaders under the rock and roll discotheque upstairs window beating with English neon. On a breeze into Sydney and across hillside grass where mushrooms lie low on cow flops in Queensland. Down Adelaide's alleys, a flutter of music from Brian Moore's dobro carried in the wind. Up through Darwin Land, out Gove Peninsula, green ocean breeze, clack of Aborigine, Yerkala song sticks by trembling wave. Yea, in a wind over mercurial waters of Japan northeast, a hollow wooden gong echoes in Kyoto's temple hall below the graveyard's wavy grass. a foghorn blowing in the China Sea, torrential rains over Saigon, bombers floating over Cambodia, visioned tiny from stone Avalokiteshvara's many-faced towers at Angkor Wat in windy night. A puff of opium out of a mouth yellowed in Bangkok, a puff of hashish flowing thick out of a bearded sadhu's nostrils and eyes in Nimtala Burning Ghat, wood smoke flowing in wind across Hooghly Bridge, incense wafted under the bow tree in Bodh Gaya. In Benares, wood piles burning at Manikarnika return incensed souls to Shiva. Wind dallies in the amorous leaves of Brindaban. Still air on the vast mosque floor above old Delhi's alleyways. Wind blowing over Kausani mountain town's stone wall. Himalayan peak tops ranged hundreds of miles along snowy horizon. Over Almora's brown wood house tops, prayer flags flutter. Trade winds carry dhows through Indian Ocean to Mombasa or down to Dar es Salaam's riverside sail port. Palms sway and sailors wrapped in cotton sleep on log decks. A breeze up through Red Sea to Eilat's dry hotels. Paper leaflets scatter by the wailing wall, blown into the sepulchre. Breath of the wail of a babe in hall pillared. Arch or porch in the Holy Land. Mediterranean zephyrs leaving Tel Aviv. Over Crete, Lassiti plains, windmills still turning, century after century over the cave where Zeus was born. Piraeus wave lashed. Venice lagoons, waters blown up over the floor of San Marco, piazza flooded and mud on the marble floor, porch. Gondolas bobbing up and down choppy waters at the Zattery. Chill September fluttering through Milan's arcade, cold bones and overcoats flapping in St. Peter's Square. Down Appian Way, silenced by the grave sites, stelae stolid on the lonely grass path, the breath of an old man laboring up road. Across Scylla and Charybdis, Sicilian tobacco smoke wafted across the boat deck. Into Marseille, coal stacks, black fumes float into clouds. Steamers, white drift spume, downwind all the way to Tangier. A breath of red-tinged autumn in Provence, boats slow on Seine. The lady wraps her cloak tight round her bodice on top of Eiffel Tower's iron head. Across the channel, rough black-green waves. In London's Piccadilly, beer cans roll on concrete neath Eros's silver breast. The Sunday Times lifts and settles on wet fountain steps. Over Iona Island, blue day and balmy Hebrides breeze, fog drifts across Atlantic, Labrador, white, frozen, blowing cold. Down New York's canyons, manila paper bags scurry toward wall from the Lower East Side. A breath over my father's head in his apartment on Park Avenue, Patterson. A cold September breeze down from East Hill, cherry valleys, maples tremble red. Out through Chicago, windy city, the vast breath of consciousness dissolves. Smokestacks and autos drift their expensive fumes ribboned across railroad tracks. Westward, a single breath blows across the plains. Nebraska's fields harvested in stubble bending, delicate in evening airs. Up Rockies, from Denver's Cherry Creek, another zephyr risen. Across Pike's Peak, an icy blast at sunset. Wind, river, peak tops, north, flowing toward the Tetons. A breath returns, vast, gliding grass flats, cow-dotted into Jackson Hole. Into a corner of the plains, up the asphalt road and mud parking lot. A breeze of restless September. Up wooden stairways in the wind, into the cafeteria at Teton Village, under the red tram lift. A calm breath, a silent breath, a slow breath breathes outward from the nostrils.
I'm going to read from one long poem that I've been writing for over 3 years. It's called Loba, the She-Wolf. I'm going to start by reading the part that opens it, the first part of the first section, which sort of sets the tone, and then I'll just skip through. Loba has two quotes beginning it. One quote is from an Indian song, and that quote is, "It would be very pleasant to die with a wolf woman. It would be very pleasant." The other quote is from the Chinese Book of Odes. "A clever man builds a city. A clever woman lays one low." If he did not come apart in her hands, he fell like flint on her ribs. There was no middle way. The rocks screamed in the flowing water, stars dizzy with pain. If he was not daisies in her soup, he was another nettle in her hair. She stumbled crazy over the stony path between slanderous trees. Even field mice knew. She called the shots. Dimensions of the obsidian. He hung on, singing in the sun. Her eyes, cloudy with nightmare, she grinned, baring her wolf's teeth. Who will describe the triumph streaming out of her pelt, the symphonies wind carried to her fine nose, her walk, graceful but never feline, shoulders moving as she strode through undergrowth, dew from the ferns wet her tits, her short, clear barks. And if she bends eternally at tables, at wood tables in factories, fashioning crosses of silver this time, inlaid with jet and abalone, will you meet her eyes? She raises her head. Hush. The old young woman touches you. She is gold. She wears a peaked cap. Vines grow out of it. Her tongue flicks at the corners of her mouth. She says, "The white gold, almost invisible, is made from the red-yellow metal. It is the link." Bodies pass out of hers, doubles in silver, copper, iron, glistening. They lick their lips. They float on out. Her eyes show waters parting a jungle. Her arms are vines around you. Her tongue is growing in your mouth. She thrusts a finger deep into your cunt. How he drew her down to pleasure. She left the flickering ice for the candlelight, to watch him bending his head with the weight of invisible antlers. It was a role she was tired of playing. In her mind's eye, she saw herself loping across Europe, naked and lean on the beaches, presiding at gypsy festivals. She glimmered black and white like some elusive opal. Who would brush donkey shit off her skirt, lift the beach tar off her feet by the flickering gray seas of the north? In the candlelight, she moved her hands, her rings played. She moved her face, her mouth. Her voice fell like water on him. It is still news to her that passion could steer her wrong. Though she went down 1,000 times, strung out, across railroad tracks, off bridges, under cars, or stiff, glass bottle still in hand, hair soft on greasy pillows. Still, it is news she cannot follow love, his burning footsteps in blue crystal snow, and still come out all right. And will you hunt the loba? Fools, will you use lance, spear, or arrow, gun, or boomerang? Think you she can be caught in nets of love? She rides the crescent moon like a flat-bottomed boat in the stormy well of the sky. Will you fish for her? Do you hope to wrap you warm in her pelt for the coming winter? Do you dream to chew shreds of her flesh from inside of her skin, turn inside out her gut, suck juice from her large, dark liver? Will you make a cap of her stomach, necklace of her spine? Look, she lies on her back in the sand like a human woman. The huge saguaro cactus bends to her. Her love cry darkens the mesa. Desert air grows black. Now she rises like the sun. She flicks her tail. He is her black rain cloud. He is Señor Peyotl, grinning. Hand in hand, they run over the glassy yellow edge of your horizon. After her, whale's tooth and abalone jingle as you give chase. Your horse turns to tumbleweed, the mountain smell of her breath. Once again, it is written, Noli me tangere, in jewels across the sky. Noli me tangere means, do not touch me. Love song of the loba. Oh, my lord, blue beast on the pale green snows, see, I have been running to keep up with you. I have been running to find you. My tongue scours ice, your tracks made. I drink hollows of your steps. I thought many a dark beast was you, only to find perfume of your fur, bright cloud of your breath, not there. They are flesh and clay, heavy dross. They do not fly in the wind. See, I have flown to you. Do you lurk in night? Do you sail to sea on an ice floe, howling sacred songs? Oh, my lord, my good dark beast, how is it I cannot taste you, wraith and shadow? Triple-headed blind god of my spirit, you burn, blue flame on the green ice, long shadows lick at your eyes. Your fur like arctic night, the fire of your song. I will circle the earth, I will circle the wheeling stars, keening, my blue gems shoot signals to your heart. I am your loved one, lost from eternity. I am your Shakti, wheeling through black space. I, the white wolf, loba, call to you, blue mate, O lost lord of the failing hills. The loba continues to sing. I will make you flesh again. Have you slipped away? Think you to elude, become past, and black and white as photographs? Oh, I will lure you into being till you stand flesh solid against my own. I will spread my hair over your feet. My tongue shall give you shape. I will make you flesh and carry you away. Oh, bright black lord you are, and I, your sister and magic carpet, will you ride? Oh, I tumbled here for you. I put on flesh, drew down this skull over my flaming light, slipped on this shaggy pelt to make it easy for your spirit to speak to mine. As in that bright, unclouded ocean where the stars are not yet born, where you and I slid, tumbling like dolphins, we could not speak each other's names. Oh, you leaped into the worlds, and I followed, did I not? Falling and shrieking, I solidified, merely to look, my lord, once more into your great, sad beast eyes, share this sorrow. Some lies about the loba. That she is eternal, that she sings, that she is starborn, that she gathers crystal, that she can be confused with Isis, that she is the goal, that she knows her name, that she swims in the purple sky, that her fingers are pale and strong. that she is black, that she is white, that you always know who she is when she appears, that she strides on battlements, that she sifts like stones in the sea, that you can hear her approach, that her jeweled feet tread any particular measure, that there is anything about her which cannot be said, that she relishes tombstones, falls down marble stairs, that she is ground only, that she is not ground, that you can remember the first time you met, that she is always with you, that she can be seen without grace, that there is anything to say of her which is not truth. The Loba as Eve. This is a longer section. It's in five parts. It's kind of, its inspiration was some Gnostic stories I was reading and a quote from something called the Gospel of Eve. The quote is, "I am thou, and thou art I, and where thou art, I am, and in all things am I dispersed. And from wherever thou willst, thou gatherest me, but in gathering me, thou gatherest thyself. I am thou, and thou art I. Where tossing in gray sheets you weep, I am. Where pouring like mist you scatter among the stars, I shine. Where in black oceans of sea and sky you die, you die. I chant, a voice like angels from the heart of virgin gold, plaint of the unicorn caught in the boundless circle. Where you confront broken glass, lost trees, and men tossed up on my beaches, hear me pray. Your words slip off my tongue. I am pearl of your final tears, none other than your flesh, though it goes soft. I am worm in the tight bud, burst of star cloud that covers your dream and morning. I am sacred mare, grazing in meadow of your spirit, and you run in my wind. Hear the chimes that break from my eyes like infants struggling eternally against these swaddling clothes. And where thou art, I am. Astride the wind, or held by two hoodlums under a starting truck, crocheting in the attic, striding forever out of the heart of quartz, immense, unhesitant, monotonous as galaxies or rain or lost cities of the dinosaurs, now sunk in the unopening rock. Who keeps the bats from flying in your window? Who rolls the words you drop back into seed? Who picks sorrows like lice from your heart and cracks them between her teeth? Who else blows down your chimney with the moon, scattering ashes from your dismal hearth to show the sleeping bird in the coals? Or is it garnet you lost? What laughter spins you around in the windy street? And in all things am I dispersed. Gold fleece on the hunted deer, the name of everything, sweet poison eternally churned from the milky ocean, futurity's mirror, ivory gate of death, the fruit I hold out spins the Dharma wheel. I weep, dry water I am, cold fire, our materia, mother and matrix eternally in labor. The crescent I stand on rocks like a shaky boat. It is the winking eye of God. And from wherever thou willst, thou gatherest me. Steel from the belly of Ares, or that cold fire which plays above the sea. White sow munching acorns in graveyards where roots of oaks wrap the powdery bones of the divas. There, suckle at my tits, crucify me like a beetle on your desk. Nod out amidst the rustling play of lizards, recognize epics the lichen whisper, read twigs and leaves as they fall. Nurture my life with quartz and alabaster, and drink my blood from a vein in my lower leg. I neigh, I nuzzle you, I explode your certain myth. I crawl slimy from a cave beneath your heart. I hiss. I spit oracles at your front door in a language you have forgotten. I unroll the scroll of your despair. I bind your children with it. It is for this you love me. It is for this you seek me everywhere. Because I gave you apples out of season. Because I gnaw at the boundaries of the light. But in gathering me, thou gatherest thyself. Day star that hovers over the heavy waters of that sea, bright stone that fell out of the fiery eye of the pyramid, it grows out of the snake as out of the crescent. Apple you eternally devour, forever in your hand. I lock the elements around you where you walk, earth from my terror, water from my grief, air my eternal flight, and fire my lust. I am child who sings uninjured in the furnace of your flesh. Blue earth am I, and never on this earth have I been naked. Blue light am I that runs like marrow in the thin line of your breath. I congeal water lilies on the murky pond. I hurl the shafts of dawn like agony down the night.
I'm not going to have time for that one. Yeah, okay, I'll do that one. I wrote something after Eve. I wrote a Lilith section, which isn't really... Lilith is not the different forms of Loba that I found, but she wanted to get her equal time. So she came for a visit, and I call it Lilith, an interlude. It's a break in the sequence of the Loba poem. Lilith was the first woman created by God in the Hebrew myth before Eve. And she wasn't created from Adam. In fact, in some stories, she wasn't created by God. She arose spontaneously from the abyss, together with her lover, Samael. And they were red and white, like the two veins, you know, like the nadis. Samael and Lilith. And I have a quote at the beginning, which I made up about that. But I put it like a quote. Red and white, Lilith and Samael entwined, emerged from the abyss. Red and white, and intertwined like the nadis. Lilith waits around for people to have intercourse, and then she steals their cum and makes demon children out of it. It's one of her functions in the later stories. Another, to me in this poem, she was the counterpoint to the Eve woman. She was the taste in your mouth when you wake up in the wrong bed in the morning. Yeah. Okay, so here she is. She flies over partitions on the wings of a bat while you play cards with a stranger. She bites your foot. She leaves screeching at the sight of your silver and turquoise. The stranger melts. Dank mirror, a gilded swamp in which you sink, a singing parchment that bursts continually to flame. Kingdom of smoke in which swirl demon children whining eternally for the golden bread, Panis Angelicus, they glimpsed on a snowy mountain. Whose mouth sits on your mouth so that you freeze? Who blew like cold wind through the broken window? Who sits like Sphinx on your chest? And do you dare win at her game? A handful of star chips thrown at the window pane, something brighter than sapphire, not so green as emerald, clarified turquoise. It does not stop her either. Diamond, quartz, agate, it is labyrinth that nothing seals, not the crossed human hairs over your chilly hearth, not your screaming eyes in the mirror, not fire viewed over your shoulder at the dark of the moon. The horned lady stands on lions. She is winged and flanked by owls. Or is she soft hermaphrodite, holds you against his chest, you suffocate, your cunt pulses with weird green hunger you would not acknowledge. The deal she offers in her business suit seems straight enough. Faust, too, he thought so. Or she takes your shape, she bites your old man on the shoulder while he sleeps. He freezes, hears your heavy corpse roll out of bed beside him. She whirls in holy incense meant to hold her in abeyance. Even myrrh don't stand against her softness. Only there is sand in your heart, dank wet rags in the corner, a footstep like slime again on the threshold. He rubs his eyes. Delicious the flesh she offers, like succulent rare meat from the spit. Her eyes glint through sacred ancient letters in your study, the candle gutters, unholy, perfect presence, blank window opening on emptiness, as if the earth had rolled at last beyond the stars. You roll, listing through gummy sheets like ship in an ocean of glue, tossed from dream to murky dream in a room where morning doesn't come. Oh, Lil, the apple at your hand, at least putrescent, long since would have gone to seed. She sleeps on sheepskins in your dining room, shoots smack into her arm, murmurs soothingly of the glorious vegetable soup she will make tomorrow. The velvet pillow under her head is torn, the lice writhe in her eyebrows. You unpin her rhinestone brooch, slip the fringe piano shawl off her skinny shoulders. She sinks her teeth in your wrist. All night long we rock around the clock with that steady, steady roll, oh baby, all night long. Your juice or is it mine? The seed is not yours, baby, red-haired mama with your all night long, your steady jelly roll. Oh, Lil, you promised me secrets of mushroom and fern, elf language of mosses. You swore that I'd hear your blood sing, took me to burial grounds where blue bones danced to bikers' radios, sank in a murky lake where I could not follow you. You promised endless, perfect afternoons where wood rots slow, where a house falls to dust in slanting light through the redwoods, but left with only the red glint of meat between your teeth, red glint of your lipstick, blood of mule deer and jackrabbit on your murderous black crossroads. I'm biting at your leash. I'm plotting a way out of your cage, Ma Lilith, tunneling underground, climbing over the walls, fasting, plotting, sitting, turning a deaf ear to the tunes you put me to sleep with. Ain't your woman, Olympia, Augusta, Eleanor of Aquitaine, I ain't. I got your barb in my flesh, but I'll take it with me to somewhere else. Oh, taste the rose petal wine, sip at the cock of the demon king, long shadows in the short grass, wind off a thousand lakes, egret strides through the salt marsh, light glints off the bay. Is there a quest beyond these moments? The queen of lies, great Maya, is combing her hair. Her eyes, the evening and the morning stars, span time. Crystal pyramid with diamond heart, shoe of the goddess. She is not Helen. On every branch of the tree is her face. Cheetah, owl, locust, fly in blue evening. Higher you climb, the more she fills your dream. She is the bolstering other, backside of the coin, underpinning of stage set you love, whatever play you're doing. She is flying moon in the clouds on all the foggy coastlines of the earth, where land touches water, where fire meets with air, where guts of earth burst out in coal or diamond. It is flesh. It is flesh. It is Lilith. Interface.
Stop there.
We'll have a 10-minute break and then come back for a short set.
When we come back, what we'll be doing is trading back and forth shorter poems, sort of skipping back and forth and capping each other.